two words in A-Rod's response to, hey, your ex J-Lo is with her ex Ben, huh? Is that a true thing? What do you think about that there, A-Rod? His response in two words, even though we really don't like him. Whoa, we kind of got to say. Yeah, I mean, who knows if this is true, but Kelly is taking a deep dive into it and investing. If the Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez story and potential rekindling romance was Dogecoin, Kelly would be all in.
I'd be fully invested.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Like, she's so into it. So A-Rod was asked, who, of course, recently split with J-Lo. Mm-hmm. And his response in only two words to the rumors that J-Lo is back with her Red Sox-loving Ben Affleck? Go Yankees.
Burn.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's when I need a little, my little Alexis drop. Ooh, burn, David. Okay, that was good. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. But, okay, here's a question. Anyone listening, go back to an ex? And it's worked out. 7-9 Coast. I think a lot of the time, you know, it's familiar, it's comfortable, you know it.
Yeah.
But does that mean it can last? I think in some cases, yeah. 7-9 Coast, if you're one of those cases. 792-6278. And this is really just to continue to give Kelly hope that the Bennifer situation is happening.
It's happening. I mean, I don't need hope. Because
you could read
happening.
A different thing every site there is.
I've seen the pictures. Why are they hanging out together?
Right. I don't know. Well, and then the other thing is that Ben Affleck was writing her emails while she was. Was that while she was in the Dominican Republic with A-Rod and they were trying to patch things up? Is that the story?
Yeah. This was back in February. So it seems right around the time where it came out from the reality show on Bravo that that girl said that she was talking to him. So I think that's right around the same time. I don't know if I necessarily believe that he's emailing her or love letters thing. That thing, I don't, I think there's a lot of made up stuff, but I think like the pictures don't lie. Why are they hanging out again? She just got broken up with.
Right.
You know, she's sending cars for him. He was at her house. Now they're in Montana. There's pictures of them. I mean, it's happening, guys. Bennifer is back.
When were they together? When was that? Was it how long ago?
I believe
15 years?
It was 2004. So you do the math.
So a little more than 15 years. Yeah. How do you know it was 2004?
Because I read it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I had to read why they broke up the first time.
Why did they?
So they broke up. They were engaged to be married. And then they, on their wedding day, they had pushed the wedding day back like 3 days before the wedding day. And they said that because they were like super popular in the public and they were getting swarmed. And so they released a statement saying that we realized that we were hiring three undercover brides. And if we have to do that in order to just get married, there's something wrong. It's too much to in the public. And then a couple months after that, they broke up. And then they just did some interviews in the past couple of years. And they said it was just relationship
too
was too public. And it wasn't their time. But they both said, like, I believe that J-Lo has said that Ben was like one of her lost loves,
the
like
one that
you
got
know.
Away.
Yeah, and now he's back, baby. He's out of rehab. He's looking great. He's a dad. He's a good dad. She's a mom.
How do you know he's a good dad? I love how you know this.
Like he's one of the dads
at your school or something.
Well, because like he like did a shout out to Jennifer Garner on Mother's Day, and that says a lot. If that's the ex, you know what
I
mean?
That's
like
true.
It's a cool. He just seems like a good guy.
Isn't that funny how we think that and we don't know these people
at all?
I have
no idea.
Yeah.
No clue whatsoever.
Ben Affleck. The one that got away. Was he? Did you have one that got away and did you end up going back or getting him back? 7-9 Coast, 792-6278. I think it works in theory more often than in practice.
Yeah.
But sometimes it works.
Yeah.
And if you're one of the, you know, you go back and you say, you know what? It turns out.
I love that song.
Who? 7-9 Coast. 792-6278. It's Coast 93.1. What's up? Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Did you reel back in? The one that got away. Cut that fish loose, and then I caught him again. Anyone listening who actually did that, this whole Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez situation, did that happen? 79COAST, 792-6278. You can post on our Facebook page, too, if that's easier for you. And you're always welcome to text. Just type in the word topic as the first word in your text message and send that message to 77,000. Got back together with an ex, Amber?
I did, and we are engaged.
She's engaged to the one that got away. The one that got away. No, so how long ago did you break up?
We dated throughout high school off and on. Then we broke up for a couple years. Mm-hmm. I was in a relationship, decided it was not the best option. Mm-hmm. And then we got together, and now we're here where we are today.
And did he date in between two?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well, he did.
Not that you know of.
Okay, he did.
He did.
You
just don't.
There's no reason to talk about that, you know.
You don't ask, it's fine.
Make sure that he alerts you if you're going to be in a situation where you run into one of the people that he dated. That is his duty.
Yeah.
You know? But, no need to discuss that part of the...
But, you know, he did.
You can rip that chapter out of your book.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Okay, and it's and you're engaged?
I am.
Okay, when's the big day?
We decided May 27th of 2023.
Okay.
Okay, we're pushing it off a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
2 more years. I love that you have a date in 2 years.
Yes.
You already have the date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
right.
We will...
I didn't want to rush.
We will save the date. Understood. All right, Amber, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Ines went back to the ex, and it's worked out?
I personally didn't, but my dad did.
Okay.
Whoa.
Now, was it your mom?
No. So it was his high school sweetheart.
Wow.
Yeah, and they got back together 17 years later, and now they've been married for almost 6 years. They both had 3 kids on their own, and now mm-hmm. we're a blended family.
That is the coolest story
Brady
ever.
Bunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how
it's worked out.
What is your mom's feeling towards that?
Sure.
Oh, they had been divorced for so long, so.
that was not working out.
You have them.
Yeah. No,
okay, good.
Out, but yeah.
Good. So everyone's happy.
Yeah.
That's
I hope
sweet.
Bennifer works out, too. I'm with Kelly.
Yeah, you hope Bennifer works out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do, too. I also read the stuff that says, you know, I don't know. I firmly believe we will never know everything that's going on with them. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Of course not.
All right, Ines. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. I mean, it's the stuff of movies.
Yep.
But can it work in real life? Clearly, in some cases, it can.
Very cool.